Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, fathers, we open your word this morning. May the Holy Spirit come forward, Father, to bring us more knowledge, the truth, and the guidance of your word, Heavenly Father. Open our hearts and minds to be receptive, so that not only does it help us, but it lets us, Father, help others and help them in truth, not deception, but in truth of thy word. Now, Father, be with us throughout this service. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, Deuteronomy, we are now in the first chapter of Joshua. This takes over right after the death of Moses. All right. I'm giving you just a minute to get there. I pray that you all had a good evening and a good night, and that you are right with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, rise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Now, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Now we find here in these first 6 verses where he's given and setting their boundaries for the lands he's giving to them, which is a pretty good piece of land. And we know that they are on that land yet today. And this is why, you know, as many different nations that has come against them and all, can't drive them off of that land now. There was a time, yes, that they was scattered throughout all the world. And we're told about that in the Bible. Now they've been scattered. We know that during World War II, there were 6 million of them killed by Germany. But in 1948, they went back to their land and they became a nation of their own. And all that's been trying to get rid of them since hasn't been able to do it. Because God promised them that land not only by Moses, but also that was one of his covenants with Abraham. Now, 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. See, he guides them in every way. He tells them. 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Quite a verse, isn't it? Verse 8 there. Verse 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Tell them, don't be afraid. And be of good courage. They're to be strong. because he is there with us. You see, when we belong to the Lord God, we don't have to be afraid. And that's the same for you and I today. When you are that child of the living God, you've got nothing that you have to fear, because you have the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Father, and the Holy Spirit all living inside you. I know they're not saying, well, ain't that awful crowded? No. But they're there. They're there to take care of you. Now, 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare your victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. He's given a warning. In 3 days, they're going to cross over the Jordan. 12. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to half of the tribe of Manasseh, spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God has given you rest and has given you this land. 14. You know, Moses is dead. But through the Lord God and through Joshua, his name's coming up quite a bit, isn't it? Now, 14, your wives, your little ones, your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of Jordan, for you shall pass before your brethren armed all the mighty men of valor and help them. 15, until the Lord have given your brethren rest, as he has given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then you shall return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side Jordan toward the sunrise. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us we will do, and whatsoever thou sendest us we will go. 17. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. But yet they wanted to complain to Moses and about Moses throughout all the journey, didn't they? Now, 18. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. Mm-mm-mm. There was a lot of things back then that could bring death to you. But it was all done through the failure of keeping God's commandments, his statutes and laws. We've come to the end of chapter 1, so now we're going to go into chapter 2. In verse 1, and Joshua, the son of Nun, sent him two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. They went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. Somebody squealing on me. But here are three. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thy house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, there came men unto me, but I was not where they were, or whence they were. In other words, she's fibbing to the king to save these men. 5. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whether the men went, I wrought not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But you see, here in verse 6, she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. She got them hid out. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. Now the gates been shut, but those that thought they were chased after them, they were going to catch them. You see, they just chasing the wind, because they're not out there. They still with this harlot and up on her roof. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is falling upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. They're not even there yet, not even headed there yet. But the word has got out. The Lord God has given that land to Israel. And these people are already afraid. Verse 10. And this is why they're afraid. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, what he did unto two kings for the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom he utterly destroyed. Letting them know why they're scared. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. This woman is a harlot. But yet listen how she talks about the Lord God. Evidently, she's not still a harlot. She just has been. But anyway, now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. 13, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother, my brother and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. That's what she's asking for. And 14, and the men answered her, our lives for yours. If you utter not this, our business, then it shall be when the Lord has given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. In other words, they're telling her if they don't, she don't give them away, then they'll be doing as she asked. 15. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, get ye to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterwards may ye go your way about meeting these pursuers. What to do to miss them. Seventeen. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thy oath, which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this land the scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother, thy brother, and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless, and whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quite of thy oath, which thou hast made us to swear. In other words, if she lets on anything about them, then that oath is no longer would no longer be kept. Now, 21. And she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window, just as they told her to do. And they went and came unto the mountain and abode there 3 days until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. So the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over, came to Joshua the son of Nun, and told him all things that befell them. They said unto Joshua, truly, the Lord has delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. In other words, they're all scared. They're afraid because of us. Now, we have just come to the end of chapter 2. To Joshua, these two that had been sent out, you know, they didn't do much looking around. They spent most of the time hid. But they did find out a lot of things, mainly that the people were afraid of it. And that's the main thing. They found out the people were afraid of it. Now, I think, I know it's a little early, hasn't been very long, we've been only 30 minutes, but I think we'll stop here instead of going into 3, and we'll, God willing, we'll pick up the chapter 3 this evening at 6 and see where the Lord takes us to. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we thank you for this word. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Father, we do thank you for the knowledge that we are gaining, Father, in this study and by the study. Things, Father, that we think not of very often in this study has brought things back to our minds, Father, and our hearts. It lets us know of your power and your love for mankind. Now, Father, we pray for Israel. We pray for peace for them. But Father, even more than that, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, and that Israel will become one day a land for Jesus Christ. And this land of ours, Father, that once was a land filled, Father, with your love and filled with love for you and for the Lord Jesus Christ, for your churches, and your people and has turned its back and walked away and brought so much evil upon its people. My prayer is, Father, that those in our government offices and those that set to make decisions that has brought this upon us, that they will all be replaced. And those that love you, love your work, love your people, will fill those vacancies. Help us to bring this land to repentance. Father, in our government, foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, for those that are walking in sickness and disease, we pray for them, Father. Pray they will accept the healing that has been already given. That healing that has been given by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. We find that in your word, Father, that we are healed by his stripes. Now, Father, as we separate, keep us in health. Keep us safe this day. And Father, as Kenny returns back to work, Father, keep him safe to ease the pain that he has so that it doesn't last. Be with us all. Bring us all back together again this evening, Father, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, God bless everyone. Have a great day. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Bye-bye now.